Peanut butter will always tantalize. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Peanut butter will always tantalize. It doesn't really matter what has to be done. If peanut butter can be part of the program, it always makes it easier to do it. We give our dogs vitamins or whatever kind of pills we give them, and we want to have them swallow them. So we take our finger and stick it down their throat, and we do all sorts of silly things and try to get them to do it. We crush it up in their food and what have you. But if you take a little peanut butter and wrap it around the pill and then offer it to the dog, they'll go scarf, scarf, and lick it down and just enjoy it thoroughly and not be the slightest bit concerned that it was a pill. They will not try to barf it up, and they will not try to do anything. They will just accept it and be very content with it. We have the knowledge to do this. We have the knowledge that peanut butter will always tantalize everything that we do, whether it's for animals or for people or for whatever. And we had a young lady visiting here from Switzerland a few months ago, and when she was here, she just had a wonderful time, just a thoroughly wonderful time. And she and her brother were enjoying the sights and enjoying the town and enjoying everything. Well, on her last day here, she was encouraged to take a taste of some peanut butter. And she had not tasted peanut butter in Switzerland up to that time. It had not been part of the family menu, and so she had never really eaten any peanut butter. And when she ate the peanut butter, she said, "Oh, am I happy that I didn't have this when I first came, because it is great. I would be eating it all the time." Peanut butter, for me, seems to be something that everybody grew up with. I know from my own experiences as a child back in Wisconsin, we had peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and honey, peanut butter and everything. And whenever we would come home for a snack, we'd have peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and whatever. Always that peanut butter that was able to make all the tastes satisfied, make all the hunger satisfied, and make all the going good. When I got out of the Navy, I took time to hitchhike around the United States and see the country a little bit. And this was something that many young people did, and it was not an unacceptable thing, and everyone was very responsive. I always carried a clean pair of trousers and a shirt along, and always had some money in my shoe, and I think that's probably where everyone kept it. And I always carried a backpack, and my sleeping bag was in it, and I had a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter already mixed with honey. It was mixed that way so that it would not spoil. And I could carry it with me in the hot sun or in any kind of weather at all, and it would always be perfectly good and perfectly wonderful. Well, as I hitchhiked around the country, wherever I was, I would stop along the side of the road and put up my sleeping bag and sleep for the night. And oftentimes other fellows would be walking along or coming along at that same junction place, because it seemed to be a stopping point. And they too would roll out their blanket or whatever they had and go to sleep. But before we went to sleep, we would usually sit and talk and share where we came from and what we were doing. And if they didn't have any food, I'd offer them some of my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I had the bread, big, big loaf of white bread. That was the popular thing. And the peanut butter and jelly. And they were so grateful and so happy for that treat. That was more than any big T-bone steak could have ever been, or more than any full-size dinner could have ever been, because they were there in the middle of the desert or on the mountaintop or wherever we happened to be landing, and they were sharing something with somebody that they didn't themselves have. You can be sure that the fellows, if they had any money in their pocket at all, when they got to the next town, they went to the grocery store and they bought a large jar of peanut butter, and they bought a jar of honey, and then they mixed the peanut butter and honey together, and it was the most delicious, beautiful dish you could ever want. And of course, all you had to do was lick off the knife when you were done and then wipe it off on your pants, and it was ready and clean for the next use. And you didn't have to have a lot of paraphernalia, a lot of things to do it with. And of course, the proverbial bottle of water always went along on every journey. The simplicity of peanut butter and jelly is something that is so universal. It is so throughout the United States, at least. Everywhere I go, everywhere I talk to people, and if we're going to have a little snack, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are served, the tuna fish sandwiches are left on the side. All of the other types of sandwiches, salad sandwiches, the meat sandwiches, the ham sandwiches, they're all good. They're all wonderful. But they cannot hold a candle to the enticing, tantalizing peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Because that has a simplicity about it and a completion about it. When you eat them, you feel satisfied. When you eat them, you feel like you had a full meal, and you don't need any more. Somehow they should probably work out a diet with peanut butter and jelly so that people could have a full meal and not feel that they want a lot more, and just train people to think that one well-spread peanut butter and jelly sandwich makes for a whole meal, and you're satisfied and you're content. And you say, well, what about all of the vegetables and all the fruits and all the other things you're supposed to have? I find it most interesting. The majority of the children grow up in this world without the fruits and without the vegetables and without all these things that our scientific community is telling us are so terribly important. And I think that this is one of the reasons that they grow up, one of the reasons that our young people are or can be healthy, because they don't have all these other things. When I was growing up, to have a hamburger was a rare treat, and to have chicken was a rare treat, but to have peanut butter and jelly, that was a staple. And we grew up as healthy young people. We grew up because our body has the capacity to create all the vitamins and minerals and all the other things that are necessary to maintain it. However, as we put so many of these other things in our body that scientists tell us are so important for the body's normal nutrition, that it needs that. So then those are the things that tell our body that it doesn't have to produce the vitamins and minerals and other things that it produces to give us a healthy life. And so we train ourselves early on not to need these things to be produced in our body, but rather we'll give it to our body from the outer. I don't know. I kind of think that if we really did a real good job of researching peanut butter and jelly, and even that old staple of white bread, which I no longer hanker for. I really like the wheat bread, but even the old white bread is as bad as science tells us it is, and as incomplete as the food that they tell us that it is. Perhaps that was what we needed, an incomplete food, something that just carried the peanut butter and jelly, and the peanut butter and jelly, they were the complete food. The jelly gave us our fruit. The peanut butter gave us our protein. It gave us all those other things that we seem to really crave. How wonderful it would be if we would really realize that most of the things we eat, we don't need. And most of the things we crave, we don't need because we've just taught ourselves to crave for it. And if we could raise a generation or two to be brought up on peanut butter and jelly alone and not needing a lot of other things, then we would find that probably we'd have the healthiest, strongest, most beautifully designed beings on the face of the earth, because the body would be naturally providing all of the functions that it normally does for a baby and a child, and it continues to do this in adults if adults would allow it to happen. And it's something to think about. But one thing is for sure, peanut butter always tantalizes. And that's something that we can always depend on. So, remember, as Mary Poppins says, a little bit of honey makes the medicine go down. A little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Doctors have been teaching that for centuries. A little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down, even if the sugar is not beneficial for us. A little bit of peanut butter makes the medicine go down. That should be our new song. A little bit of peanut butter makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down, the medicine go down. A little bit of peanut butter makes the medicine go down in a most delightful way. So, I tell you, fun, fun, fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.